Milner, thoroughbred trainer. Mick Burles, about the performance of the cleaner in his 700 metre trial at Longford today. Mick, I know he got beaten in the trial, but that's irrelevant. He looked terrific after the trial.
Yeah, no, he's pulled up really good, and I didn't expect him to really do that good against 700 metre sprinters. I mean, that horse that won the trial, he's a pretty good horse, Hustyle, and I was more than happy with what he's done because he beat the others pretty easy. He's run second, and I was more than happy with him.
Their time was pretty good.
Yeah, 39, pretty quick for a 700 metre trial. Be interesting to see what some of the other trials come up with, but anyway, I'm happy with where he's at.
All right, well, you're sticking to the plan. You go to the Launceston Cup Day, the 25th of Feb, into the George Adams 1600 metre weight for age. And beyond that race, where does he go?
He'll go straight to the Australia Cup, unless something happens in the George Adams. But at this stage, he'll go straight to the Australia Cup. And that's probably as far as I'm going with him at this stage. But we have nominated him for the Doncaster and the Queen Elizabeth in Sydney. And he nominated him.
Right. When would you make a decision on whether he goes there? Would it be after the Australia Cup, or would it be well before then?
Yeah, he'd have to be placed in the Australia Cup to even think about going up there. I mean, you know, it's a pretty big effort to go up there.
The different way of going, it doesn't scare you at all?
No, well, I got permission to gallop in the wrong way on the grass here when the time comes and if it comes. So, you know, Tas Racing's trying to look after me a bit that way. I was going to go to Brisbane last year, or the Gold Coast, and they wanted me to gallop the wrong way, but I knocked that in there.
All right, well, your plan is ultimately to go to the spring and go back to Melbourne, maybe have another crack at the Cox Plate?
Yeah, I want him to have a reasonable spell after the Australian Cup or the Doncaster, whichever, because I think there's only about a fortnight or 3 weeks between them. And then I want him to have a reasonable good break so I can have a decent crack at the spring carnival.